Hey, man.
I have all the makings right here. What I don't have is a proper lighter.
Oh, find your lighter, sir. Because we've just started a new episode.
This one. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome to the new episode.
This is a new one. We're going to talk about... Summertime.
Summertime. Things you do when you're high in the summertime. Where do you go to do them, and what do you do in the summertime?
What do you do when you go get high in the summertime?
The first thing I do when I go get high in the summertime is try to keep cool, because it gets hot in the summertime.
Summertime. It's good to have an umbrella.
Summertime.
Get one of those little hats with the umbrella on it. Those are nice.
Oh, those are nice. Yeah, I like the propeller ones, too, because every time the propeller rotates, you get a shadow for a minute.
And it cools you off. Lifts you off the ground a little bit. All right, so in summertime, I like to go to the mountains because it's nice and cool. It's nice and cool up there in the mountains. And there might be mosquitoes, you know, a little bit, but there's lakes and rivers, and it's not, and you can go hiking and just chill. You don't even need to hike. You could just go there and chill.
True that.
Yeah, so you got
mountains. I happen to be on a mountain.
You did what?
It's very buggy here, though. Is it? I happen to be on a mountain, and it's pretty flipping buggy here already. I don't know how it's going to be tenable in the dead of summer. June, July, wow.
Do you have a hat that goes out like this?
A brim hat? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. You invest in a bug net, dude. Have you tried those?
Bug net? I've not tried a bug net.
Oh, no. They're super cheap. No. You get them at like the camping stores. It's just a little net you put over your hat, but you got to have a hat that has a brim. Then you have like space, you know? But oh my God, that saves you. It's just like, you know, because you don't want them on your face.
Wow.
When I go hiking, I like...
No, I really don't.
When I go hiking and it's really buggy, you gotta have... You can't, like, not have a mosquito net on your face. Because there's some spots you go through and it's just, like... Just attacked. You're, like, buggy. Going through swarms of insects.
I don't like that.
So you gotta have that net.
But I can't live my life behind netting. But I can't live my whole life back there, can I?
Annette, you know? But Annette, she's a good cook.
Annette was my grandmother.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hiking, maybe some backpacking. What else? What do we like? Go to do stuff in the summertime.
Well, you know, it seems to be a seasonal thing. There'd be like some music shows and some festivals and things like that. Festivals. Right?
That's an ideal place to go get high.
Out there, you know, melting under the sun in 90 plus degree heat, getting all high and dehydrated, and you know, out there taking in the music with the decibels and whatnot. It's how a lot of people like to spend their summers, isn't it?
Yeah.
In it.
I try to stay in the cool.
In it.
I try to stay cool. Maybe like, maybe a little something like, maybe if, like, go to a lake and just have a nice drink, sit in the little sandy area or something. I don't know.
The sandy area.
It's like a little beach.
I'd like to have a nice drink in a sandy area.
Have like a
I
little,
would like that.
Little lemonade, like a nice cool lemonade, just like, oh, and then look at the...
I don't want to drink here in the muddy area. I'd like to go over there to the sandy area. So you go to Sandy Hook a lot? You go to Sandy Hook? Is that where you go?
I was thinking like a little sandy sandbar. I don't know.
How about Sandy Dennis, right? Little Peter Pan. No, that's not her. Sandy Duncan. Pardon me. I had my wrong Sandy.
The donut lady?
There were so many Sandys in the Sandy area. Yeah. Donut lady, yeah. The Sandy area or incendiary? I don't know.
Oh, hold on. I'll be right back. I got to check something. Give me like 2 seconds.
He's got to check some.
Let's try to think of some more things. I'll try to think of some more things and you think of some more things.
Are we paused?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God, the curtain is so cool, dude.
I left a burner going, man.
Dude!
I left a burner on the stove and she offered me a pipe.
Wow! Handed it to me. Written by an Italian poet in the 13th century.
Some people go horseback riding in the summer.
Are we back on?
Yeah. We never left.
I thought you paused it.
No.
I asked you. But yeah. Christ, on a bike, I would have talked.
That's what I said. Say something.
You're just sitting there.
Oh, well, I didn't even... And I was like, wow, your curtain's cool, dude.
Oh,
like
that's going to be good. So cool. That's going to be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I'm leaving it in.
Best podcast ever.
I'm always going to tell you.
Leave that part in. Yeah, well, yeah, please. So then I can sit here and pick my nose. And yeah, that'd be great. The cough button didn't work. Other things you do in the summer. You know, what the hell was that? Did you hear that? Oh, that. Hold on, gotta fix that.
Eat
yeah,
ice
this
cream.
Is the greatest podcast ever, dude. Ice cream. Yeah, I'm still lactose intolerant and lactose, not toast.
Cheers.
I lactose, man. That's because I am out of bread. But no, I'm still lactose intolerant in the summer. So that's I love the ice cream, but I don't know. My God, are you okay, man? He's all right. Look what he's doing over there. Chuckle, chuckle.
But, you get coconut ice cream. That's always good.
Sounds good.
It's good,
dude.
Do they make coconut?
You know,
ice cream?
I said it. Yeah, okay. I said it last night on the stream. I made it very public to hundreds of people at once, saying, "If I were left on a desert island and all there was coconuts, I'd be dead in 3 days because I'm not. There's no way. I'm not drinking from them. I'm not eating them. I have an aversion to coconuts." I don't like coconut water. I don't like coconut cream pies like Maddie Ann used to make. I don't like anything about coconut. I don't like the flavor, the texture. I'm very anti-coconut.
Do you use, like, the oil for anything?
No. 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 I'm exposed to it from time to time, but never by my own hand.
Wow. You looked over a certain direction, like, at somebody. Is somebody in the room right now, Andrew? Is there somebody there?
No, I just noticed my knee was in the shot. And hi.
Oh, oh, I didn't see a knee. Where is it?
We have it flew overhead. It just went.
I was like,
but we do have a very large studio audience in here today. I feel synthetic. I feel like I'm not really here. Am I half
are we
like
really
cyborg?
Here today? I think maybe partly.
What if we're not gathered here today?
We're not. Hey, what is that? What do you got going there? What is this? What is this thing?
This?
Yeah, show me.
This is some sort of contraption to smoke the stuff in.
We need a close-up on it, though. We need to get, like, all up in there. There we go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I love it.
So, you know, places to go in the summer, carnivals. Oh, carnivals, summer carnivals. Those are kind of fun. Those are kind of cool.
I actually do enjoy a good carnival.
Yeah.
And what about, like, county fairs
along
the same line?
Oh, yeah, county fairs are fun. I like to go eat junk
food. Oh, yeah. Oh, and just the, like, deep-fried Twinkies with Snickers bars in the middle of them.
Actually, I go for the deep-fried pickles. That's the only time I like pickles.
Oh, those are good. Yeah. Those are good. Yeah, those are good. Back in the Meerkat days when I was first starting out, there was a particular streamer that I used to sort of hang with in the streams and whatever, and went out to California to see her. That was before I moved here. And we went to the Orange County Fair.
Oh, nice. And that one's a
it was
good
a
one.
We couldn't get a lot of
I've
things.
Actually been there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude. That one is a really... I mean, it's like a flipping all-out amusement
it's
park.
It's huge.
You know?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. And, you know, we had a whole thing, the swing gate, because, like, we're going to go on this swing thing where you sit in a bench and you swing around, you whip around this pole.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize was, and I swear to God, I asked her, does the swings go all the way up the pole? Because the pole was, like, 300, 500 feet in the air. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And she said, no. I swear she said no. And that's why I was going to go on it. And then the guy literally, we're in the bench thing, and he locks down the arm. Okay, and puts the belts on us, and the belts go through the arm, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, is this thing going to go all the way up this pole? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, no, I got to get out of here. And I have literally a strap, like a seatbelt, between my legs and up my chest, and then I have this steel bar, and I said, you got to open this thing. He said, I can't till after the ride. It's locked.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, we have a problem, bud, because I'm not going up there. Just stop the whole fucking thing for a minute. And I, you know, she was like, shut up, we're going up. And I'm like, I said, no, I'm getting out of here.
Dude, I'm getting out.
I'm like, oh, can't I? I'm like, do you want to stay here? Are you going on this ride? Or do you want to come with me right now? She's like, where are you going to go? And dude, I swear to God, I Houdini'd myself out of this belt thing. And this, I'm sliding down. I'm sideways. I had an over-the-shoulder bag on me. And it was not only backward, but inside out by the time I got out of this thing. I'm like, you want to get out? I'll get you out. She's like, no, I'm going up. And then she's just up there. Andrew, F you. I hate you. Oh, my God. I'm so scared. I can't believe you made me do this alone.
Oh, my God.
And we had Swing Gate. We had a lot of good streams about that. That was a good time.
Yeah,
like big. Here's the thing. I can't do those kind of rides, man, where you're just like your feet are dangling off a bench. Even though you have the steel bar in the belt. Like, no, you could fall. I proved that. I could get out of that, you know?
Yeah.
But here's what I can do. The giant Ferris wheels, you know, with the cage that's all around you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're enclosed. I'm fine. I can do those rides.
Oh, you can do that.
Because you're totally, you're not going to fall out of that cage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't be like dangling out. No way. I've got to be fully encumbered. You know what I mean?
Encumbered? Yeah. Is that a word? Encumbered?
Don't do heights. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's a word. All right.
Fits in with your fried pickle theme.
Encumbered.
You know?
That's true. That kind of went with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ferris. Ferris, there's all kinds of cool shit. You see animals and you see all kinds, you know, tons of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Orange County one is a little markety. There were like tents you go in and people are selling stuff for your home, trinkets, whatever.
Yeah,
you
know, that one had like spas and stuff and like, you know, hot tubs. And
exactly.
Yeah, you're like buying shit there.
Pretty commercial. Yeah, it's pretty commercial.
But it is kind of cool. There are like a lot of small-time inventors and people with like products like a ShamWow or something, like stuff you wouldn't see anywhere else.
They were making nameplates and signs and stuff out of like they cut the letters sections out of license plates and put them all together to spell out a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take the letters and numbers and just.
It's a lot of fucking license plates to have to go through to get some letters.
One lady was like, do you know where I can get any license plates? She asked us.
Like, she's like, I'm running out of license plates.
Totally, she was. And I said, look, you know, probably check the prisons, but I lost my license plate dealer a few months back. I've been totally dry.
It's like, yeah.
Really jonesing for a plate. So, I didn't know what to tell her. What happened to my joint, man?
Let's see, people go fishing. People go, do you ever go on like a boat ride? You ever been on a good boat ride? Like maybe a steamboat?
From time to time, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not lately. Steamboat, it's been a while. No, you know what? maybe in Newport Beach when I went to California back in 2015. Maybe then.
1589.
We definitely did a boat ride, though.
Boat ride.
1589, yeah. 1589, I was on a Viking ship. And some of my mates didn't make it. The guy with the peg leg could not
swim. He got scurvy real quick.
He got scurvy, curvy, scurvy. Wow, I can't conceal my leg. Why?
Get that leg down. Cool. Down your leg.
I'm going lower.
Go lower. There you go. So let's see. The fishing, gone boating, gone.
Bloody oceaning, leg.
Oceaning, concerting, going to festivals.
Beaching. People go to the beach. People go to the beach.
Yeah. People go to hot tubs.
I'm waiting for you to catch up. You got a little stuttery on me there, man.
The beach. I've gone to the beach. I've gone. I'm out. I've gone to the beach.
Yeah. I know people who go to the beach in the winter. I'm unstable right now.
Like when people go to the beach in the winter. I'm not a big fan of when people go to the beach in the winter. Like, they really shouldn't go to the beach. Why are they going there? Like, maybe if they're walking their dog, I could see. Like, if you go to the beach and you're walking your dog, then maybe. But, like, what are you going to the beach for?
Well, honestly, I went to the beach in the winter, what's it been, 2 months now? And with a friend of mine that we had an absolute blast. It was me and her friend and her boyfriend, or at least her California boyfriend. We had a blast on the beach. It started, not only did it start raining, but it hailed on the beach. Nice. I've never seen hail on a beach.
Well, see, that's different. Awesome. You had awesome weather, so.
Well, yeah, but it's cold as shit. It was cold as shit, man. I mean, it wasn't
like East Coast. There was like nobody. Was there like nobody there? That's cool.
There were actually quite a few people there until the rain came. Then that cleared most everybody out.
That moved around.
I don't think we were expecting it. Yeah. I don't think we were expecting it that day.
People go to people go to like events what's a summertime thing? People get married a lot in the summer.
They do. You know what else they do in the summer? They die a lot. So funerals. There's a lot of summer funerals. That's the trend.
Is it like there's an increase of death or something? It's too hot for some.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's Super Bowl. That increases people's death. Oh,
that's true. But that's not summer. New Year's, that just happened.
Yeah, it did just happen. And a lot of people didn't make it through Christmas. God love you. You know? What a great day to check out, man. Merry Christmas.
The day of the Super Bowl. Jeez. I missed it.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Yeah, a lot of World Series, you know, all the sport things. They all have heart attacks because they're all drinking beer.
Sports stuff.
Oh, you go to ball games. Yeah, you go to a baseball game, for instance, in the summer.
Summer game.
The Boys of Summer, I believe they call them.
Yeah. The Boys of Summer.
After the Boys of Summer have
gone. Go to the pool. Did you ever go to the community pool?
Oh, God, yes. I spent my summers every day at the pool.
Are you serious? Yeah. You got some stories then.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, tell me like the earliest memory of the pool.
Somebody took a Schlitz in the pool and they had to clear everybody out and go dig the poop out and then empty it and refill it.
Do you think they really emptied it, or was it just like they fished it out, put some chlorine, and we're like the next day we're like, we're open, we emptied it, yeah.
Oh no, as I recall, we kind of stood there. It was an indoor pool and it wasn't that big, so I feel like we sat outside in the little shit pool, which really was a cesspool. I don't like pools anymore, man.
Because of that,
I don't like pools anymore. I don't want because of all of that. Yeah
it's kind of gross. You're just sitting in poo.
Okay. Right. And we go to Florida. We went to visit my ex's grandma. We go down there and we're staying in this really nice condo. We're up on the 82nd floor and it's great view and all that. And there's these hot tubs down below. And we're out on the balcony one night and we see this young couple sneak up over the fence, jump into the hot tub and do it. And then they left. And then the next morning I come down and there's grandma and Auntie Lou and Uncle Bob. They're all in the hot tub. And I'm like, don't go in hot tub. And I told them what happened. And they're like, it's fine. It's heated. And I'm like, oh my God, that does not kill anything. There's still little sperm floating around and they're looking for a home, lady. Cross your
legs. The chlorine wouldn't kill it.
Oh, please.
Well, even if it did, it's going to get stuck in your hair. You'd be like, what is this?
Yeah, but here's the thing about chlorine. My mom had a lot of chlorine in her vagina, and I still am here. So I'm just saying, the chlorine does not. She was known to have the chlorinated vagina. She was that lady in the neighborhood.
It doesn't do shit.
And do shit. That wouldn't have helped, dude. That just made more chlorine. She made it naturally. It was like a fossil fuel there. But how'd you like that for a callback? I know. We're in the studio, kids, and we're taping lots of it. We're like, you know what we're like? We're like Judge Judy minus the $3 billion income and the contract. That's what we're like. But we do a lot of episodes in one day. This is like maybe the second. So, yeah, that's a lot.
All right. So, what do we got? People go to the movies.
A lot of movies. Summer blockbusters, Summer is the time of the blockbuster. Yeah.
What just came out right now? That
Final Countdown movie. The Final Countdown.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. Apparently, it's a sequel to it's the 22nd installment in some series of films, none of which I've seen.
Oh, this reminds me to ask you something. So how do you feel about people remaking something that happened live a long time ago? Say like a concert or in a movie, like for a documentary, say. Like Live Aid or something. You know, something like that.
No, I got the coded message right at the outset, dude. I think you had me at how do you feel?
How do you feel?
But, okay, let me say this. First of all, remakes. It's John Singleton guy, and I wish him all the best because he apparently just had a stroke. Heard on the news today, his publicist saying he's not dead. But he is in a coma and on life support.
Who's this?
He's a director. He did Boys in the Hood and something else that we might know, and then he did the remake of the movie Shaft.
Oh.
And I thought, why the F would you remake the movie Shaft? Like, how devoid of ideas is Hollywood? Like, how very devoid of ideas?
Shaft? You're like, Hollywood. Shaft?
Shaft. Shaft. Yeah. Come on. You can't remake Shaft. Shaft was a bad mother.
I don't know.
It was a bad mother. Well, I can tell the story differently.
No, but it's like Shaft updated, like in New York City, and like
I feel the same way about Batman. It's like, how many ways can you, you know, the pale moonlight? I can't.
Okay, so then there's remakes of movies, but then what you're suggesting is like remaking an event. Like, why didn't they just reenact Woodstock? Why didn't they get someone to play, you know, Richie Havens?
Yeah.
And sometimes he feels like a motherless son. Well, whatever, dude. You know, I mean, why aren't we doing that? Well, they are. Like the Queen movie. The Queen movie fits that bill.
Oh, yeah.
The story of Freddie Mercury. Because we have to... It's like, first of all, you know, I was alive during that time. There's that knee again. I'm going to put a nipple on my knee. Would that be cool? And then every now and again, I just flash nipple it. There's just a
knee nipple. There. Ah, get that.
Would we? Yeah. Princess Nipple Knees, the Land O'Lakes butter. If you fold her carton just right, she has nipples on her knees. Anyway, but
I can never get the knees thing.
Oh, I'll help you fold her, dude. I'll help you fold her. We'll do it in a we'll podcast. Do a tutorial. But
let's do a tutorial.
Yeah. Right. But then I hear about this movie, how great it is. It's Freddie Mercury. It's everything about Freddie Mercury, just like Freddie Mercury would do it. This guy was more Freddie Mercury than Freddie Mercury. So he was like Freddie Mercury-er.
Wow.
Whatever. And then they reenact the whole Live Aid sequence, the whole concert, the Live Aid, man. Live Aid. Live Aid was in 1985, was it not? Yeah, it was. Or 81, 85, yeah. Nice. And so, yeah. Okay, let me first say this. Queen's performance of Bohemian Rhapsody in particular, but their whole performance there, might just be the best live performance that has ever gone on in the history of the world. I will stipulate to that. But sitting back in Ohio in my storage thing in my cousin's basement is a bunch of DVDs, and in there is the DVD of Live Aid. And I just pop that in. I can watch arguably is the single best, the actual best performance ever performed. And that's great. But they spend millions of dollars just reenacting the scene, just this 10 minutes on the screen, dude, down to, oh, he's got the same number of hairs in the same place on his arm. He plays like, yeah, he can just be trained. Yeah, he sat there with Freddie Mercury's grandkid in the basement, like he had grandkids, in the basement of a hovel in Soho, learning how to play the piano just like Freddie. No, 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 more pinky, more pinky, he's more pinky, more what? Pinky.
Why'd you go?
Just right, it's perfect. It's bloody perfect, and we spent $3 million. Meanwhile, to get to the theater, I'm stepping over human waste on a sidewalk and hundreds of homeless people on every block of San Francisco because we have such a homeless problem in this country, and he spends $3 million reenacting something I already have on a DVD. Why do I need to see it like that? Why would I pay $15 to go to a theater to see that? Why? I could see the actual thing. Just insert actual thing here. Why do we have to reenact everything? Why?
YouTube
why the murder shows? The murder shows. They can't just talk to a detective. Here's what happened. I looked into the scene and people were bloody on the floor. No, we have to reenact it with fake actors and fake blood, fake murder. Why? Why? Why are we such idiots? Why?
Why do people remake art in general?
What comes around? Everything comes back into fashion. What comes around goes around.
I don't know. Well, or maybe not that. Maybe they're just honoring it by doing it again. Like, I don't know. That's a kind of a cop out.
How is that honored? Watch it again and enjoy it. That's the best honor you can give it. Don't try to recreate it.
It just seems to be the trend. I mean, at least in Hollywood and other places, like remakes and then sequels. And then but it's money driven. You know, like people really like the characters, and they're like, we'll pay money to even see a terrible sequel. You know, like, but like redo a movie or to redo something that was like really popular back then, maybe they're just seeing dollar signs and they're like, well, somebody will buy the shit out of this if we do it really well again, you know, like, hopefully. So it's just a dollar sign thing.
Well, but the other thing is, if you just look at TV shows, there's remakes built into TV shows. What do I mean by that? Like watch something on E, you know, a Downward Spiral or the Kerklokian people, whoever they are, whatever. Watch one of those shows, and here's what it is. Last previously on this shit show, and then they show a few scenes of what happened last episode to catch you up. And then there's 2 minutes of these people walking around their house saying, where do you want to go shopping today? And then it's like coming up on the shit show, and then they show all the scenes, like 2 minutes of what's coming up.
Yeah.
Then they go to a commercial, and they come back, and they show what they just showed on the coming up. There's your remake.
Yeah.
Okay. They remade it. They just shoot it twice within 4 fucking minutes. Well, 8 minutes. Yeah. There's like 7 minutes.
commercials. I hate that stuff.
So, and everybody's got to see it again. See it again. See it again. Re-experience. Hey, guess what? I'm in a concert. I'm going to just shoot some video. And I'm going to watch it on my crappy phone with the crappy sound. I'm not really going to enjoy it now, but I'm going to watch it again later. When? When do you ever go back and look at your concert videos on your phone? Anybody?
When,
yes.
When,
I have some, yeah. But I don't look yeah. at them.
You know when you watch them? When Facebook goes, this is what happened to you 4 years ago. Look what you posted. That's when you watch them.
I think it is.
Yeah. Yep.
And thus the defense. What else do people do in the summer? Facebook. No, I'm not even.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's
they play with Facebook. They play video games. They stay inside. They get out of the summer heat. You know.
I'm not a big fan of the heat. I lost a lot of weight in a few years back, and I'm a lot better in the heat, but I find humidity especially
it's
stifling.
It's kind of like...
It's hard to breathe.
Yeah, it's not...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You can't take off
your
skin.
You can always put on more.
Yeah, you can put more layers on, but you can't take off your skin.
Once you get down to skin, that's as cool as you're going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, you can go down to your bones, but that ain't going to work.
Oh, I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's some good yard fun? What's some good summertime yard fun? Like barbecues, maybe some...
I used to like that. I used to like lawn darts, but I understand they're illegal now. Remember those?
They're illegal, huh?
Oh, they don't sell them anymore. I don't think you can do it.
Now
everybody likes the... They like the, what's that game where you throw the beanbag into the hole? Cornhole. Cornhole. They like cornhole. That's a great activity for you and your children.
I was at a festival and I saw people playing that, but with dildos. It was great. It was hilarious. They're tossing dildos.
Dick in a hole?
Yeah. Dick in a hole.
Dick in a hole?
It made sense.
Dick in a hole.
It just was like, well, yeah, there you go.
Now you know why you like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't put balls in a hole. You ever put balls in a hole?
You could try.
Can you?
Well, I mean, like golf. Golf. People play golf.
No, I was talking about balls in the hole.
Yeah, golf in the summertime. Golf.
No, in the summer. In the summertime. On a golf course.
In the summertime.
How do you get your ball in there?
In the summertime. You push them in one by one and then boom.
That hurts. That hurts.
Well, there's like beads and stuff you can get.
Beads? I'm not putting beads on my ball. Dude, I'm a hippie, but I'm not going to have like beaded balls.
Oh, you're a hippie, huh? You're a hippie?
No, I'm not.
What's the most hippie thing you do, you think? You wear patchouli.
Most hippie thing I do?
Yeah, you wear patchouli, don't you?
You know, I haven't worn patchouli in a long time, but I do love patchouli. I love patchouli.
That's probably the most.
Does that make you a hippie, or like, you know, what if you like those candles from that candle store in the mall? What's that godforsaken place called?
The multi-dipped ones.
Oh, okay,
those are cool.
But what if you like those? Does that make you a candle hippie?
It throws you into a genre of hippie. I guess the hair always does it.
Maybe a bath taker.
I mean, the first thing.
A bath taker. Looks like we got also bath taker in it. Oh, look at you. What's that?
It's like picking off the... I don't know. In the summertime, it's like, I don't know, hair kind of gets in the way. So sometimes I wish I could just shave my head.
You know, people often ask me, doesn't your hair and beard get hot in the summer? And I'm like, well, you know, it's there definitely in the summer, but like, I'm like, it's not, you know, air does flow through here, man, you know?
Yeah.
And when's the last time, like, you saw an attic that was insulated with beard or hair? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you don't do that. You use fiberglass.
Yeah, I can. I don't know how you do it, dude. I really don't. I got to take it off.
Oh,
at least.
Easy, dude. Oh, no. And not only that, but the facial hair keeps the UV rays off your face.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's definitely like an umbrella, like right from here down. You're like, nothing's getting through there.
It's like an umbrella policy to nowhere, isn't it?
It's keeping your neck cool. But at the same time, man, you've never felt the wind on your neck like... You don't know that feeling, though.
Hair up. It's wind on my neck right there.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I felt like wind right on my neck. Like this, that feeling of like... cool breeze on the.
All right, maybe that doesn't apply here, but the important thing is, but I can you know, I can do that and air it out. Ooh, don't look.
Yeah, but you don't do that. You never do that.
Oh, there we go. Look, dude, fuzzy windscreen. Look at that.
That looks great, dude.
Shaggy windscreen.
It looks, your beard looks huge now. Look how big that looks.
It looks pregnant. It's like it's gonna like give birth to another
Andrew pregnant.
Oh, look, it's coming out. It's your vagina.
Oh,
it's birthing. Oh. Wait, should I push or should I breathe? What do I do, dude? Do I push or? Yeah, you do. Oh, I'm pushing. I can't take it anymore. Wow. Look at this beautiful new microphone.
Ooh,
everybody.
It's all fresh and foam.
I just gave birth.
So foamy and fresh.
I just gave. Yeah. I just gave birth on your screen, dude. Like, what's up with that?
That sucks.
Sorry.
It's not my screen.
I don't know nothing about birth and no beards.
Nothing, man. No. Nothing. I don't know.
I don't know anything. I do not know what you're talking about. Cryptic.
Very good.
Very good. So that's summertime, you know? You sit there, you're hot, you sit give
the
birth
pool.
To a beard.
Apparently it's hot in the summer. You travel. People travel.
Yeah. People do.
Go to Disneyland.
So, you know, a lot of people go, you know, like the snowbirds, they live in Florida in the winter, right?
Because
they're in a cold place otherwise. I wonder if anybody lives in what gets really, like Ohio gets like stupidly hot and humid in the summer. I wonder if anybody like just goes like to Alaska or someplace really cold for the summer just to change it up. You never hear about that.
Like the endless winter, you know? Somebody who's like
really or just someplace markedly cooler than where they're coming from, you know? I just wonder people do that. Sunbirds fly away from summer.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's a lot of those summer birds that people go south for the stuff.
Summer bird.
I go
makes
south.
Me feel fine.
Hey, another break from me. Give me like a one half a minute, and
no pause.
No pause. Keep talking. So I'll just keep talking. Say whatever you want.
All right, we'll keep talking.
Ready, set, go.
Guys, I'm glad we got this. Oh, there he disappeared right behind the curtain. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I don't know if he's peeing, checking a burner. We don't know. But it's nice that we get this time to hang out. Listen, when you're not here, he beats me. Digitally, virtually, over the internet. Don't say anything. If I blink twice, I'm in mortal trouble. Okay, I'm kidding. Nice guy. MichaelV.com, everybody. Check out Michael V's art, if you will. You can check out my things over at rainbowbeard.live. And thanks for joining us today on this lovely, almost summer day here from Northern California. Michael V's background is very, very, it looks like a Mexican blanket, I think. And I have some digitization down in my lower corner. I don't know if you're seeing that or not, but thanks for being here. And what a lovely day. What does that do? What does that do? You don't ever see that? You never see that. You never see that. All right, very good. I don't really know what else to say. I believe 30 seconds to a minute has already elapsed. Like V is lagging. I go, oh, there he is. I did.
I was
I
hoping
you'd
like advertise your whatever, because there's like hempindica.net where you could get some stuff with the code.
Talk about that, but
Rainbow Beard code.
Yeah. Yeah, save you 10%, help support the streams and podcasts.
Nice.
High quality, fully tested, full spectrum CBD from our good friend Gus.
Oh, nice. Gus!
Gus! He's the man, dude. He'll hop on the stream and be like, this stream only, we're giving away this with that.
And, oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you guys, tune into his streams on Facebook, too. If you just happened upon this podcast, Andrew streams over there on Facebook. You can check him out. Just the same name, Andrew Shaman, just... go look for the page.
Facebook.com/AndrewShamanStreams. That's the page.
Nice.
Go to the page. That's where they come from, at least for now.
Yeah. And then, you know, eventually other places.
Yeah, by the time you see this, other places.
In the summertime. What's your favorite summertime activity, would you say? Like something you would repeat doing over and over all summer long.
Wow. You know, if I go back in time a little, a decade or two, for me, that would be psychedelics. Because there's nothing like the summertime when you do psychedelics.
Yeah.
It's brighter, it's more colorful, sounds, things are alive. It's pretty amazing.
What was your favorite locations for that? home?
You know, we actually had a few. There was a friend. I had a mutual friend that we were, you know, like every day we'd hang out, we'd smoke, we'd do psychedelics when we did them and whatever. But we had a mutual friend who lived on the county line. His dad was an orthodontist. He had a really big house, and it was kind of back in the forest, not unlike where I'm at now. And that was a great place to be. There was a river running through there. There was a pool house where our friend had like all his band equipment, and his friends would come over. They had a little band going.
Oh, cool. Zeppelin, so it was like a sweet pad that everybody just chilled at.
Yeah. And that was the place to hang out.
That was kind of what I had. I had a friend who had like a parents that were never home and a sweet house.
Yeah. And that was pretty much him. Yeah. His parents were kind of never around. And even if they were, it was all cool. They knew we were, you know.
Yeah. When I think about it, like most of my youth, it was like hanging out at friends' houses. You know, and I luckily grew up like right on the edge of a rich community. So that was like all, we were all kind of, you know, just average middle class. But then if you, right above this one road, it's just like super rich fuckers, you know, like these $500,000 houses, $1 million houses, just, and their parents were never home because they were working, and they would have these giant mansions with pools and all. You're like, yeah, let's go to the parties. And it's just always hanging out with people. It wasn't even a party. It was just going to their cool house.
Yeah, right?
But they had all, like, the big screens and the, you know, all that stuff.
And the big decks and the yards and the whole thing. Yeah. Those were the days. Oh, see, now that nipple would come in really handy right now.
Yeah, right. You would see it, like, pop up before the knee. That way you'd get the nipple.
What if we make a fake... Look at the... What if that's a nipple? Let's pretend that's a nipple. No, it's really cold out. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Let's not pretend.
Wait, there it is. Look, there it is. Oh my god, that really looks like a nipple. Does that look like a nipple to you? I dare say, my good man. Look at that.
It's not a nipple, man. I don't want to see it.
Are you sure? I feel like it could be. Wow. What a weird boob.
Yeah, I'm going to crop that out of there. That is a weird boob. It's pretty solid.
Hey. This is what talking summertime does to me. Okay?
Summertime. That's the best part of summer. The clothes get a lot less.
There's less nipples come out.
Stuff happening right here. Lots of cleavage in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And no brassieres.
Brassieres.
Brassieres. Those things are so hard to undo. Brassieres. The ears from a bra.
I go in from the side and just like, and then pull my leg around in it, and then I'm like, pull up your arm. And
You know what I usually do, honestly, is like I pull them way out, and then I just slip myself in so we're both wearing the bra, and it's coming around both.
You're like, oh, let me just get in there.
Let me get in there. And damn it, I told you this thing was too big for you.
I have like a utility knife. It's like my backup thing.
Oh, wow.
It's got scissors.
That's so weird. I carry a utility bra. Only vulnerable to utility scissors, of course.
Wait, what else can you do with it? You stash your stuff in it?
The bra? Oh, I can ward off evildoers. I can use it as a slingshot. I can use it as earmuffs. But then I carry muff, too. So it's all part of the getup, you know. Would you like any cellophane tape, then? Like that. Would you want that?
Cellophane tape. Cellophane. I like cellophane. I just put cellophane on my slinkies. I put cellophane on my slinkies so they're silent.
Oh, I used to put cellophane on my sister's slinkies.
Yeah, you put them on every little slot. You put every little slot, every you put slot. Cellophane on the slinky, and you put a little tape on there with the cellophane tape, and then they're...
So you have a silent slinky, and you can slink about in silence, never disturbing anybody. It's nice.
It's very sly. It's a sly thing to do.
It is sly. It sounds very clever and sly.
Slightly. I mean, it gives new definition to the word slinky.
It's Janet if you're slinky.
Damn it, Janet.
Damn it, Janet.
Speaking of summertime, have you ever gone to one of those late night showings of the Rocky Horror Picture Show? All those freaks come out, you know, from Drama Club?
Oh, yeah, like
30 years ago, yeah. And everybody throwing rice and whatever they do at a wedding. I don't know what it is. But yeah.
There's like salt, summertime things. Like summertime. Let's see, what else do people go to? People go to Burning Man. Okay, that's dumb. Let's see, what else? What other people? People do people things you only do in the summer for $500.
Tanning. Swimming.
How do you blow up an inflatable boat? Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
What, okay, camping. Air mattresses. Well, people sleep on air mattresses.
Air mattresses. I do that all year sometimes.
What else? What else? Another one. People, what do people do in the summertime? They...
Lung transplants.
Lung trip. All right. Yeah. You can do that? Is that a thing?
Why not?
So did they get something else to breathe for you while they do that?
Don't they have a mechanical lung? I want those.
I like when you did that.
Think how easy to clean they would be. You just take them out for a minute, hold your breath, take them out, and just swab them, soak them in alcohol.
Right. Or just get a wire brush down in there.
Lung brush. Exactly. A lung, lung brush. Like a
big pipe cleaner.
Belushi. Remember Belushi and Aykroyd with the lung brush? Ah, yeah. The lung brush.
I remember that. That's right. That's where it came from.
Most black and tar. Yeah. Right?
We need to bring back the lung brush. Uh-huh. Bring back the lung brush. Yeah.
Did it ever really go away, though, isn't it?
I can't find... I think lungbrush.com is gone.
Mm. We should get that domain, dude. Looks like I'm on fire here. I shouldn't look directly at it.
Fires.
I can't seem to get the one side of the thing.
Fires.
Right.
I think one of my favorite thing pastimes in the summertime, sitting around a fire.
That is a fun thing to do. Yeah. I fear that I will not be able to do that where I'm at. California's a little different because you know what we have here? Fires.
Yeah, but like you go camping or you just maybe somebody's backyard or you know like they got a little pit while the barbecue's happening or you could just stand around a fucking thing and like. Do you like roasting hot dogs maybe over a fire? Making some s'mores?
Yeah. You know, they have a lot of portable heaters out here. You know what I'm saying? More so than fires. I don't know if I've seen an open fire pit here in Northern California since I've been here. Like, honestly, I'm trying to think.
Really? Huh. How about watermelon? That's coming back around. Melons in general. Do you like them?
Melons. Love melons. Back to the nipple knee, are we?
Stop it.
You all.
Stop it, Andrew. Don't.
I'll do it again, man. I'm not shy about showing off my nipple knee.
He's not shy about his nipple knee. You know, I knew about the neck nipple, but the knee nipple, how many nipples you got? Do you have toe nipples?
Do I, you know? But we're gonna do a stream sometime and count all the nipples.
A nipple counting stream.
Yeah.
Summertime. Nipples count. This summer. Nipple. Coming this summer. Nipple counting. Thunk, thunk, thunk.
Free to nipples. Hashtag me too in it.
In it. How do you feel about people using the term in it?
Oh, I'm pretty cool with that, man. In it. No, it's fine.
But what actually does it mean? Because I've heard people use it for so many things. What does that actually mean, in it? You just put it after a sentence, isn't it?
Right. So it's like, that is a frog, isn't it? Right?
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. That makes sense.
But then people will use it. They'll say, well, go to the store and get more beer in it. And you're like, in it? I don't know. You just told me that. I don't know. In it? Or, exactly. You know, well... Well, I probably got rickets in it. You know, in it? In what? You got rickets in what? Rickets. Who the hell gets rickets anymore?
You get rivets in your brackets. You got rivets in your brackets.
Mm. He's got speckles in his glyptogoins.
Okay, here, I looked this word up today because I was curious. I didn't know what it was. Like, I knew what it was, but I didn't know how to like, say it properly. I felt like maybe I was saying it properly. Wrong. I was saying it properly.
Well,
wrong.
I'm excited. What is
genre?
Genre, yeah.
How do you say it?
It's not genre with the wind. Genre. Yeah, it's a French word.
But it's like a genre. Z. But it says to pronounce it, you say with the Z-H, genre. So is that the sound you're making? Genre?
Genre?
It's more like a
genre. Okay, did you look up this word on WebMD? Like, where'd you find this?
I just Googled it. And it said in the pronunciation, you know, like the phonetic or whatever, the phonetics or whatever, it says genre.
Where the hell's my phone?
I swear, dude. Look.
Okay, so what did you Google? Genre, what's the word?
Zonaria.
Genre definition?
I looked up zonaria.
Yes. Genre.
Genre. Genre. Did you say it was genre. French?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, it does say zonra. Zahonra.
So zonra. Are we saying it wrong?
That's bullshit, though. Here, let's hear it.
I like the face you made when you said it.
Did you hear this, bitch? Uh-uh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call her that. Hold on.
Genre.
She says genre.
Like a J. Like a genre. Like a soft J.
Yeah. A soft G. Yeah, even.
Genre.
Who is that?
Genre. Genre.
That's Sandra saying genre.
Sandra genre.
Genre.
That was a good one.
So where does this ZH crap come from? F Google, what are you doing, dude? How stoned are you right now? Hey, wait, what Zahandra of weed are you smoking, dude?
Well, this genre? The Strahan is in this particular Strahan or Strane.
He will be playing Strahan
as it's properly pronounced.
Strahanway piano tonight.
The Strane.
Strahanway?
The Strane.
Strane. With a Z. Strane. No.
As Tim Conway would say.
Esposito. Tim Conway. Mr. Tuttle. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry. What?
Where?
You're right.
Is he coming back? Water. Is he coming back? Is he back? Is he looking?
Jesus. Ooh,
what? Jesus, if he came back, what would he do in the summer? Yeah. Surf? Surfing. Dun, 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 dun. I think Jesus would be a surfer. Probably. He'd be like, how can I get away from these people?
Yeah, all these people wearing crosses. You know what I mean? That's like if your uncle gets stabbed and then everyone in the family starts wearing knives around their neck. It's like, yeah, not very nice.
That is
especially pretty, if you think your uncle's coming back.
That is pretty mean, right? I mean, like if you just thought about that.
Let's focus on the worst moment. Yeah,
like, think about that. Jesus has been gone. He hasn't seen you for a long time. Comes back. And
why
he's
is
like,
it in a mustache and a beard? Like a triangle, like a Trinity thing, like a long diamond thing. You know what I mean? To represent his beard and mustache, you know?
Dude, that's the zigzag guy. That's the guy on the zigzag.
Might have frozen up for a minute.
That's the dude on the zigzag pack.
Right? Exactly. Why isn't it that? Why, you know... Why don't they just, you know, he was a carpenter. Why isn't it a nail? Oh, dude, there you go. Like,
it's the new sign. This is the sign of the Jesus beard.
Wait.
He's coming. He's going. No. Wait, I'm going the wrong way. No. I have, like, went into your knee.
Oh my God! My camera fell. Hold on. Oh my God!
Technical.
Wait, you see my hand? You see my hand? That's just my hand.
Don't look down there.
Whoa! You just saw my whole crotch. What's going on? It's all different. I ruined my shot. Oh, there's a. Oh.
Whoa!
The Nordic track. What are you doing?
Take the camera off, Andrew, for a second.
I think that will be all
right. You're right up there, Andrew.
What the hell just happened? Sorry. Is that okay? Is it all right?
I think so.
Is that weird now? I don't know.
Nope. You're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
You're okay.
So,
you're
okay. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways.
There's an earthquake there in California. They have them a lot. And it occurs. Okay. Oh.
I'm so dying right now. Wait a minute. Santa Rosa Police. Hold on. Hold on. Santa Rosa Police. Avoid the area of B Street and 4th and 7th Streets. Authorities are sedating and securing a mountain lion in the area. I'm not lying.
How many people saw that and are going in their car right now? They're heading there. They're like,
I'll bet if I got on the Stringer app, it would be like right now, Santa Rosa, live video of the mountain lion.
I think sedated. A lot of people do that. And they're like, oh, I want to see that. And they go, let's get in the car, hun.
Well, I'm so happy they're sedating an animal rather than like some human who's out shooting somebody.
I was waiting. I was like, sedating.
Me too. I was like, sedating? Am I really reading this? Like, my eyes lit up, I'm sure. Because I thought it was going to be some, you know, we have a traffic or a light out. You know what I mean? I always get those notifications.
We're sedating a light pole today.
That's my first notification. In fact, I'm going to screenshot that and I'll post it later.
That's
a tweet.
Oh, that's
tweet. It wasn't a Nixel. Yeah.
Who do you follow?
Dude, I get Twitter notifications. Why?
Because they're interesting. Because they're more interesting than Facebook notifications. That's why.
Yeah, but I don't want any notifications. Not off that. But what you said, why did you ask if I follow the Santa Rosa Police?
No.
On Twitter? Oh. Well, apparently I do. And I figured it was just the right thing to do since they were already following me. Thank you.
Well, you know, I was just curious why that came up. I thought it was because you were near there, and it, like, you know, it was like an alert, like an amber alert.
We have a thing called, right? You know, we have a thing called Nixle here, and they will give you traffic updates, or if somebody escapes from prison, or a weather thing, or a fire thing. That's why I signed up, was during the fires.
If there's like a virus, like an outbreak.
Yeah. Yeah, or if they're sedating a mountain lion, that'll
help. Head on. Last time you got one of those. Sedating a mountain lion. Come on now. We got barbecue. We got a couple, you know, we got fun for the kids. We got a little petting zoo set up. That might have been what attracted him.
Right. It could be. It said mountain lion wanted, you know, part time.
How much were tickets, did it say?
I think it was six, three for them and three for the mountain lion.
You know, yeah. Well, cut. Somebody's going to, you got to pay for something.
Yeah. Summertime. Sedation is not the same.
In the summertime.
How's that? Is that animals better? Are coming out.
That looks great. You look great. That looks better than before.
Well, thank you.
Look less
I'm feeling
pink.
So good. I don't seem as pink. I was pink earlier, wasn't I?
Yeah, I think dropping it maybe have done something there to your complexion.
Oh, you know what? God, I didn't even think of that. The refocus and the whole re-white balance and stuff. And I turned my ultra focus off. Remember that champion moment right there?
Yeah. I found it. Click.
Click.
Click. That autofocus. You know, when I first saw it, I thought that was cool. It was like, ooh, high-tech camera. It's refocusing. Like,
yeah.
I kind of thought it was a cool thing, but now it just bugs the crap out of me. It's like,
bling.
It's like, come on.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Yeah, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
But it's not so much...
You know what else? I can probably change my aspect ratio. I'm going to check that after this.
Are those your magic
moves?
Could
be a thing.
I'm going to check.
Sort of.
What's something you buy in the summer that you don't buy in the winter? What do you buy?
Noodles. The styrofoam noodles for the pool, for the ocean, for sure. Bathing suits. Right? Anything beach or pool related.
How about
typically... Food in the summer. Yeah, I think you're buying barbecued food or stuff you'll cook on a barbecue that you don't normally, you know, in the winter, unless you have an indoor barbecue.
Yeah.
If you're rich and you have an indoor barbecue, we're really not talking to you right now anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're not watching.
Yeah, it's all right. You can be rich.
Yeah, cucumbers.
Cucumbers. Yeah. Oh, so seasonal food. But listen, in the vegetable world mostly, don't we have it all kind of... licked in the sense or sorted out because it doesn't grow here in the winter, but it grows somewhere else like New Zealand, and then we just get it from there.
Well, not right? necessarily. Like, you don't see some stuff in the wintertime. Like, if you do, it's really expensive, and you're not going to buy it. Like, I think that prevents us from, like, having cucumbers and things like that that are cheap. So, like, you may see it, but it's not, you're not going to get a good one, you know?
But isn't Brazil growing them right now? Like, they're growing them somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere else grows them. But, like, it's, you gotta, you know, that's a long ways to travel. And for like a vegetable to travel a long ways, it's got to be able to like be picked early and shit. And some things just aren't good when they're picked early. Like a lot of stuff is picked early.
And then they'll wax all over it.
Yeah. Bananas are all early and tomatoes are. Yeah. And like it's just some stuff just ripens on the, you know, on the, in the shelf.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Right. You know, and I was going to say a garden for that matter, because I'm thinking grow your own. You know what I mean?
There we go. Gardening.
You know, but could you not garden in the winter? Could you not get a bright grow light and then just garden in a little section?
A little phototron. Just grow some peppers.
And a phototron.
There you go.
You would actually do well.
But you could grow greens really easily, like in a window, if you have one of those pop-out window things. Right. Or just any space you can set up, a frame thing in your yard that you can keep heated. Just anything can keep warm. Greens are really resilient to cold, so you can keep those growing all winter. But summertime, greens, all kinds of foods.
I mean, I've never had any greens, but I've heard about what you're talking about. You know,
yeah, like butter lettuce. Oh my God, it's super easy to grow. Kale, super easy to grow. Yeah. You know, all that stuff. But like, you know, weed, that's a California thing. I don't know nothing about that.
I don't either, dude. What do I know about that?
I don't know. Says the guy sitting in front of a giant pot leaf.
Yeah, but it's not growing, dude. Obviously, that leaf has been harvested and cured. Look at it. You know what I mean? Look at it.
No, you know, that's a summertime thing, too. And it's funny because I like don't know anything about it. People are always like, what strain? I'm like, it's weed. I could smoke it.
Weed strain.
It's weed strain. That's weed what strain. Like, weed strain. Like me and people like you and me, we're not growers. We're consumers of that. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
We could tell you all about the different flavors and, you know, like we could tell you certain things, but we're not growers. We're just consumers and we're entertainers.
I've trimmed, but.
We entertain. Grow.
Oh, my God. That is so much responsibility for so long. Man. Like, I don't.
Trimming
do that.
Even.
Well, that's another story. But
I don't
want to
sit there for all those hours.
I'm going to come out to California and trim my way to the top of the cannabis industry. Yeah,
but we'll make content for all those people to listen to. Hey, Trimmers, how's it going, Andrew?
Absolutely. Hi, Trimmers.
Yes, don't forget to subscribe.
Click, click, click. Yeah, come on. Absolutely. Let's hey, save that key. How's your finger hash? What's up?
Yeah, how's that finger hash?
It's pretty good. They don't have it in Somalia. They just
Darn. Well, if you got anything we forgot to add of like places, good places to get high, good places, things to do in the summertime, let us know what you do. Tell us in the comments. Send us a message over here on the page and the stuff and the YouTube. Yeah, send us a message on YouTube.
Yeah, or elsewhere. Even if you have see a good this day elsewhere, send it to us on the iPhone. If you see it on an iPhone, message us on our phone.
Send it to us on MySpace. I think we still have a MySpace.
Oh, we totally have a MySpace, dude. I just updated it, put a whole new background up on the MySpace.
Yeah, we got all those movies there now.
Yeah, in fact, you know, just go ahead and call us. Our number is 4. Call us.
4-5-6-5-5. There you go.
No, just 4.
Just 4. I thought it was 5. It's not 5.
Oh, it is 5. We got a new line. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we had to change that. Yeah, we had too many people calling. So don't call. Whatever.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Don't forget to visit Andrew Shaman.
So nice to see you all. Cheers, everybody.
RainbowBeard.live.
Michael V.
Go to there. That's me.
MichaelV.com.
That's me.
Michael V. I don't know which side you're on. Are you on that side?
We're over there. We're up there.
Okay.
We're on that side. We're on the side.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
We're on the side of good. This is good. These are good things.
May the force be with you.
See you guys.
Cheers, everybody. We'll see you soon.